A new pilot programme is launching today, which will allow employers to test the effectiveness of a four-day working week for staff with no loss of pay. The six-month experiment, which will begin in January, is being organised by the Four-Day Week Ireland campaign. It claims it can deliver positive results for businesses while also improving employees' work-life balance. Kevin Callanan is General Secretary of FORSA and spokesperson for Four-Day Week Ireland. Kevin, there's obviously nothing stopping companies from trying a four-day week of their own accord. So what will be different for those doing so under this pilot programme?
Well, what it will mean is that the four-day week campaign will arrange for training from companies that are already delivering and operating a four-day week. It will mean that they will have access to coaching and mentoring for people who have already successfully delivered a four-day week in their companies. And they will participate as part of a broader network and collaboration, not just here in Ireland, but internationally with other companies who've made this work. And finally, they'll have access to academic research and expert analysis on the working of a four-day week system.
The main concern companies would probably have would be a drop in productivity or output. Will the programme offer any kind of guarantee or any kind of protection against potential losses if people sign up to this?
Well, the whole four-day week campaign idea is based on the notion that there is 100% pay, 100% productivity, but with 80% of the working time. This is a pilot programme. We believe that the pilot programme will evidence the fact that the four-day working week actually ensures no loss of productivity. That's the experience of companies who have operated it in Ireland. Not just that productivity has remained the same, but in some cases it has significantly increased. So we believe the whole idea of the pilot programme is to give the four-day week a chance. I've been saying for a number of weeks now that we need to emerge from the pandemic with better lives, with better work and working conditions, and with a better planet. And the move to a four-day week is a huge step in that direction. This is a very significant milestone today for the four-day week campaign, in that we're launching this pilot program that will operate for the first 6 months of the year. And we believe that this will provide real evidence to show that it's the direction we need to go.
You mentioned how the workplace will emerge from the pandemic. It is going to be changed, you know, by the increase in remote working, and that's introduced a lot of flexibility for people. Has that undermined some of the merits of a four-day week?
Absolutely not. I mean, remote working or hybrid working, these are all things that can contribute to a better workplace, to better working lives. But the four-day week is really an idea whose time has come. More than 100 years after the achievement of the eight-hour day, several decades after the trade union movement delivered the weekend, this is now the territory that we need to be in. It's not going to happen overnight, but we need to plan for it.
Kevin Callanan, General Secretary of FORSA and spokesperson for Four-Day Week Ireland, thank you very much for that.